So let's tackle our first learning objective. And our first learning objective for the respiration and circulatory system is to basically work out why do we have a respiratory system or indeed circulatory system. So hopefully the functions of our circulatory system are fairly obvious, that the reason we have a circulatory system, which is made up of a heart and blood vessels, is to distribute the blood around the body. We have looked at the tissue blood in our lab. So we've looked at the fact that we have red blood cells, which carry oxygen, and we all know there are white blood cells in there for diseases and immunity. We haven't really talked about plasma, but plasma contains a lot of water and all sorts of ions, such as sodium, potassium, glucose, etc. And the purpose of your circulatory system is to carry these things around the body, partially so that you can get the oxygen you need. And then in return, you're going to give off carbon dioxide, and the circulatory system will carry that around and bring it back to your respiratory organs. So, in terms of the respiratory system, you have a respiratory organ or system, whether it be gills or whether it be lungs, and the main purpose of this is going to be to get oxygen into the body and get rid of carbon dioxide. Now, respiratory systems have other functions besides that. In ourselves, our respiratory system is really important in helping maintain the pH of our blood, so it's part of our acid-base system. And if you were to look at something like a fish, the gills we find in fishes can be used for exchange of ions and also for helping getting rid of waste substances such as ammonia.